Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for being the one God that is a beautiful family. And thank you, Lord, for opening our eyes to realize that we've come from this family into a natural family. Praise God that you have called us into this wonderful love plan and purpose that you have for us and for this earth to be restored. And that is our ministry, Lord, to speak life and be the life as you open it up to us, Lord. Your will be done this day and every day in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 8, verse 46. There's no God but one. For even if there are so-called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, as indeed there are many gods and many lords, yet for us there's but one God, the Father, who is the source of all things, and we exist for him, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, by whom are all things that have been created, and we, believers, exist and have life and have been redeemed through him.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, Father, Son, through whom we exist and we have redemption. And that's why we can lift up our eyes so that our redemption can take place, Lord. Thank you. We've come out of the darkness of being deceived and thinking it's just about ourselves. But thank you, Lord, you called us and we understand the amazing love that's been made available. Thank you. We can partake of it on a daily basis as we lift up our eyes. We perceive you. We look to you and we have revelation. As you said to the disciples, who do you say that I am? And then when they said, oh, this one says that and that one says that, you said, no, who do you say? So, Lord, when we look specifically to you, Lord, revelation comes and it's a Father speaking to us because we're looking at the right place. There's no way to heaven. There's no kingdom. There is no righteousness, peace, and joy. There is no life and life in abundance apart from finding it in the Son through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit that's waking up this mighty love. And then thank you when Peter was at that place. You said, this is where the kingdom comes. This is the keys of heaven, looking to this amazing God and taking hold of that what is being revealed. And the gates of hell will not prevail against it, Lord. So thank you. Thank you for this amazing revelation of this amazing, beautiful family that made this earth to be inhabited with the godly. And you have now called us into godliness, into our family, into our inheritance, into fellowship, into obedience and dedication. So thank you for another beautiful day that we are partaking, relevant to that which you have in store for us as an inheritance. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.